remarkable season for the Toronto Maple Leafs and for the head coach. Here's Mike Babcock. Michael, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you very much. Congratulations on a great year. As I try to analyze this team and put it in context, the one word that keeps coming up to me is amnesia. And I say that because the most extraordinary thing in an extraordinary year was that this team seemed to have amnesia all year. They didn't care what happened yesterday. They didn't care what happened in the previous game. They didn't care what happened in the previous period. They found a way to play the same way all year round. And I'm wondering whether at any point during the course of this year you recognized that trait in them, or is it just me?
Well, no, I thought we were a pretty resilient group, to tell you the truth. I thought we tried not to dwell on the negatives. We tried to get better every day, and we had pretty good energy as a group, and so we tended to respond pretty well. We didn't have that many stinkers.
Is there something a coach can do to instill that in guys? I mean, I know you can tell them, forget about it, move on, but why did this team respond so positively in that regard?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know the answer for sure. I know for sure as a coach you can make it worse. You want to dwell on the negative all the time and beat something up that doesn't matter. You know, I've never met a player that went to the rink to try to lose. That just doesn't happen. And most of them are trying to do everything they possibly can to do it right. And we're trying to catch them doing it right and help them do it.
Today was a day where people quickly start talking about, okay, what's going to happen next in the future. But before we do, the Washington series, I mean, it was an entertaining series. It had a lot of elements to it. There was some drama. How close do you think you came to knocking those guys off?
Well, I mean, all the stats and that would say it was close. What I would say to you is when push came to shove in Game 6 in our building, when it was all on the line for us, they pushed harder than we did. So I think we made it tight. I think we made it hard on them. In the end, you got to win some of those games. And we were in a good spot after Game 3, and they were in a better spot after Game 6. So they got it done.
If there was a reason why they got it done, I mean, we can talk about experience, but certainly they had a little more depth, I think you'd agree, and maybe a little more strength and size that when they call the game the way they do in the playoffs gave them a bit of an edge. And if you agree with that, do you think that's something your team has to add?
Well, I think we're going to add it just by guys weight training in the summer. I mean, we got a whole bunch of kids, and kids aren't man strong. They're just not man strong. But I also thought losing Poli was a big blow to us on our penalty kill, and the size of Manny is 238. He can clear pucks. A heavy guy. We're a little light on the back end, and so I thought that showed for sure. But our forwards alone, there's going to be a lot of growth just by going to the gym this summer just because they are that young.
How much of a difference is it for you to coach this kind of team as opposed to the veteran kinds of teams? You didn't have them all the time in Detroit, but you had it for a long period of time.
Well, I mean, it's totally different,
yeah.
Bob, but in saying that, it's the same. You're still trying to get them to play and maximize their ability. I really enjoyed this. I coached college a long time. I coached 8 years in major junior. I enjoyed the guys this year. We had a great group in the room. Our locker room was tight. The guys played hard, held each other accountable, and we had a good group of people in there. I thought that was one of the best things about this year's team is the quality of people we had in that room.
You were widely quoted as predicting, quote, pain when you came in as coach. And there was some pain last year. This year,
there was a lot of pain last year.
This year, for fans, they didn't find it painless at all. Are you at all surprised that the pain didn't last longer?
Well, I had no idea we were getting Austin Matthews.
Right.
I had no idea Mitch could do what he did. And I didn't know Zaitsev could be this good. So right away there, that changed a lot of things. But the play of Connor Brown, the play of Zach Hyman, I mean, the growth of Gardner, like, there's so many different things we could talk about. Everybody talks about Mitch and Willie and Matthews all the time, but there's a whole lot more than that going on. I mean, the growth of Naz and Kadri, there's so many things that made this happen way quicker than you could have anticipated.
Well, I want to talk about a couple of guys because, you know, those of us who have been sitting here for many years have seen Gardner. And I think there were many of us wondered whether he had his progress as a young defenseman had stalled. We watched Kadri. You know, we watched him get, in the minors for several years after coming out a junior, not really getting a chance, and then kind of scuffling a little bit in his first few years. How did you treat them, and what kind of role did you feel you had in their maturity? And Gardner was great in the playoffs. He became an exciting player to watch.
Well, I think Cards is a real, real hockey player. I think he's got high hockey IQ. He's got ice in his veins. He does some things you wonder what the heck he's doing.
Yeah.
He busts all the time. And he always gets the puck out of his zone. So when we arrived, we just talked to him. Talked to him every day and let him play and kept putting him back out there. And I thought his game really came last year, but it's coming landslide now. He can play against the best players. And then Naz and Kadri, we just pushed to get better. Naz is one of those guys, doesn't mind being pushed. He has good ability. He got in shape last summer. He needs to take another step that way. But Naz likes his role, has embraced it, got better. I think the goals are a bonus from being the man in the middle of the power play. But he's still got good skill. He's a mean guy. He likes to compete. But I think he's got a lot of upside yet. I don't think he's tapped out. I'm not saying he's scoring 32 goals every year, but his play can definitely get better.
Mike, I have a feeling I'm going to get nowhere with this question, but I'm going to give it a try anyways. I've been covering you as a coach since I first covered you in 98 at the World Juniors in Geneva. You've had success at every level. You've won Stanley Cups. You've done World Cups, Olympics, et cetera, et cetera. You've never been named Coach of the Year in the National Hockey League. I've told Bob here, I believe that you've done a better job than anybody this year. Would you like to win that trophy, and are you surprised you never have?
Well, that's not a question for me, really. Let's be honest about it. This is what I like, is that people have had enough respect for me to hire me and keep me on for long periods of time, so my family got to live in one spot. Shani gave me a good opportunity to come here, and I love the opportunity here. The city's spectacular, fans are great, organization's great. This is what I would tell you. The coach of the year carries that silver cup around, and he gets to take it back to his town and share it with his friends. Mm-hmm. I've only got to do that one time. I've won 15 games, or teams won 15 games in the final two other times. I'd like to get my name on that cup again. I really would, and I'd like to share it with the city of Toronto. And that's what our group is trying to do here, and I think we're going in the right direction.
And I want to address that because I saw you were quoted in talking about your experience for the last couple of years in Toronto, and I hadn't seen or heard you talk much about it. And when you've been in here, we haven't mentioned it that much. Obviously, it's a big city. Obviously, it's people in Toronto like to think it's the center of the hockey universe. And you buy into that, don't you?
Well, I don't know if I say it's the center of the hockey universe, but this is what I would say to you. If you're a player with any nerve at all and you love a hockey environment, you want to come here. I have never seen or felt anything like this. That young gal that Martina that plays or sings the national anthem for us,
yeah.
I was even worried that she was getting the guys too fired up. Like the building is shaking during some of the stoppages. You wish the crowd would be quiet, settle the guys down. When you walk in and you see the people lined up all over, or you watch that square, or anywhere you walk in this town, the people want the Leafs to be good, and we want the Leafs to be good. I think it's spectacular. There's scrutiny when you don't play good, sure, and there should be. So what? Play good.
It's interesting you say that. You came, you spent many years, as we know, in Detroit, in a place where they call it Hockey Town, and clearly they have a fan base that is vocal and rabid and committed. Is it the quantity of the fans in Toronto that make the difference, Mike?
Well, I think it must be. I mean, don't get me wrong, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings in Detroit because I loved it there, and it was fantastic. So good for my family, and being a special thing. But this year is a different level of craziness, of passion for the Leafs, of excitement. And maybe it is that there's so many of them. I don't know, but I have never. I think it's a special place. You know, I've said it to my wife times. I can't believe how much fun it is. I like being here.
There was a lot of debate on the last weekend of the season when it was touch and go whether you were going to make the playoffs, whether it would make a difference, whether this team had done enough and the season would be a success even if they didn't make it, or what could be gained from being in the playoffs. Do you feel like something was gained in those six games with Washington, something that will carry over to next year?
Well, it's going to be hard to measure the carryover, but yes, for sure. We wouldn't have traded for Boiler. I don't believe we get in the playoffs without getting them. I think the guy Manny was, we needed a man in the room and someone to settle us down to talk to us. I thought he did a fantastic job of that, and I thought it was worth it. And I don't like trading picks. I thought it was worth it because I thought it could push us 1 year ahead if we got in. Now, would it have been the end of the world if we didn't get in? No. In saying that, to get in and to play a great team like Washington, good players, and for our players to see Ovechkin, who's now 31, I think, been in the league a long time, and he still hasn't got his name on the cup, it shows you how hard it is to get your name on it. And so I think that's a great message for our group.
You were quoted today as saying we're going to keep building the program, and most people think that is that relates to personnel, picking draft picks, who you get, what other players you can sign. But it also, I would imagine, includes how you play. Do you feel like your team is playing the style you want, or is there another level of the style that they'll be able to add once they gain more experience, strength, all those things?
Yeah, we want to have the puck more, yes, for sure. And I think, you know, the better our back end gets, the more we're going to have the puck. The stronger these guys get, the more we're going to have the puck. And, I mean, it's way more fun to play the game with the puck. And I think we want to play a fast game. We want to play an exciting game. But we want to have the puck. And so, you know, Lou and Shani and myself, Kyle, we all talk about this, Hunt, a lot. We got to go. We understand that. We need more players. We're going to get them.
Before we let you go, what do you got planned for the offseason? What does Mike Babcock do in the few months? I know there's a lot of hockey stuff still to do.
Hey, he gets a longer summer this year than last year. He had the World Cup to do.
Right? Well, that's right, yeah. What do you got planned? You're going to get out of town, I assume. Are you going to go back west? I know you like hunting, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little hunt for sure. I'm going to do a lot of water skiing. I got a course right up front of my house there, so I do a lot of that. And I spend a lot of time with my family, and then talk to our people a lot. So it's going to be a good summer, but it's a summer where we got to get work done. We just have to improve our roster, and I can't emphasize it enough. We owe it to our players and our city to do that, and we're going to find a way to do that. So that's a priority for us. But I think getting recharged and having family time special, you know, I like to hunt fish, hang out at the lake, and I'm going to do that.
And you are going to go to the Worlds and have a look at some of the people there and see if there's anybody who can help you.
100% going to be on our way right away here. You know, it's always good to see the other players, other teams. You get to see them mixed together. You find out about players you didn't know as much about. I think it's a great opportunity to do that.
You know, sometimes when you talk to people, you congratulate them on a season when, you know, maybe it wasn't as good as it could have been, and you just kind of say it out of habit, but sincerely, congratulations. It was an extraordinary run. I don't think there's a hockey fan in Toronto that wasn't elated by the performance, and while disappointed...
Entertained.
And totally entertained. And I'll thank you, too, because you know, I've been here virtually all my life. I've seen all the Leaf teams going back to the early 60s, and I've said this to Damien, and I'll say it to you. This was the most entertaining hockey team I think I've ever watched. Mistakes, there were some. Improvement, I know there will be a lot of that. But, boy, you guys put on a good show. And, you know, this is the entertainment business. You know, hockey is sport, but sport is entertainment. And you guys were entertaining. Congratulations. Have a great, you know, off season, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get you in studio before next year starts. Thanks, Mike.
Sounds Sounds good, guys. Have a great summer. We really appreciate the support. Thank you.
Mike Babcock, the head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs.